to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I will be the nominee for my party, Chris. That is already done, in effect. There is no way that I won't be. Senator Sanders and I are following the same rules. And I'm 3 million votes ahead of him, and I have an insurmountable lead in pledged delegates.
That's Hillary Clinton yesterday talking about how, hey, she's the nominee. But it wasn't long ago we were talking about how Republicans were in chaos and there was all this disarray. And now I think if you look at the Democratic side of the equation, you could say the same thing is true. They seem to be in disarray, a little chaos there. Joining us on the line right now, Brett Baer, anchor of Special Report for the Fox News Channel, good friend of this program. Hello, Brett.
Good morning.
It is the Democrats that seem to be in disarray right now, but Hillary's sounding as if she doesn't want to dignify Bernie Sanders with any kind of interaction.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, for all the focus we had on the contested convention or what we thought was going to be in Cleveland, it looks like Philadelphia could get a little messy. If you look at what transpired in Nevada with the Sanders supporters, and you're looking at a party where the presumptive nominee is kind of hobbling across the finish line here, depending on how Bernie Sanders does in these final states. Hillary Clinton said what she said yesterday. However, behind the scenes, I'll tell you that we're expecting to hear from the Clinton campaign today on an answer to our debate invitation on Fox. Senator Sanders has said yes to a debate in California that they had agreed to. You may remember three Democratic debates. We would be the third. And so we're waiting to hear today whether she's going to do that before.
But when she's on record as saying yesterday, I'm the nominee, that doesn't sound like she's very interested in engaging.
Yeah, well, that's interesting to hear her say that because her campaign was forecasting something different behind the scenes.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, well, we'll continue to see how that goes. By the way, today I'm joined by Susan Ferricci, who is in for Larry. Susan, go ahead.
Hey, Brett, how's it going?
Good morning.
Morning. So I think it's really interesting that what just happened last weekend, this big brawl in Las Vegas, and now you have Democrats trying to sort of coerce Sanders to get out of the race. Do you think that's a good idea? Doesn't that sort of, make it look more like they're fighting? Why not just let Sanders do what he's doing, and then he'll eventually get behind Clinton?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a better move strategically to deal with Sanders. I think they're trying to figure out the best way to do that. But, you know, Susan, if you look back at 2008, Hillary Clinton sticking in until June in that race and saying, you know, all these people want me to get out, but I shouldn't get out. I mean, look what happened to Bobby Kennedy, she said on an interview.
That's right.
And then later apologized for that. But point being is that, you know, remember, not only is this election not over, it is if you look at the superdelegates and the numbers, but you also have this looming FBI investigation that has not been resolved. And while everybody, I think, on the Democratic side would like to brush it aside, it's not over. And the FBI could refer an indictment on this email investigation.
So that may not likely happen before July.
Exactly.
And she'd end up the nominee. And it's what about Sanders and his supporters? You know, do they get behind Hillary Clinton? It sounds like a good percentage of them may not do that.
They may not. I mean, they kind of split away from her in a number of different ways, if you look at the polls. I mean, Donald Trump is trying to make more of a an effort, I think, with the Sanders people than perhaps the Clinton people are.
Well, let me ask you about Donald Trump, because Fox came out with a poll here, showed him, if the election were held today, that he would win, although it was within the margin of error. There was a Rasmussen poll which showed similar things, that he would win by 5 percentage points if the election were held today.
Yeah, I think New York Times, CBS came out, and she's up 6, so you're in a fluctuation point. I think if we see a couple more polls where Trump is up, that'll start to kind of gel. From our poll, what struck me, Brian, was that among independents, he held a 16-point lead over Clinton, and that's shocking.
That's pretty serious. Although he's got to make that up with women. That may be his biggest sticking point, is winning over the female vote. They were 53% in the last election, and Barack Obama did far better than Mitt Romney overall. And so Trump would have to make that up. Even if I think Mitt Romney did well with independents, but it was the women who hurt him. And boy, Trump really has a deficit there, doesn't he?
He does. He makes up for it a little bit, though, Susan, in white men. In that his buffer there is greater than Mitt Romney's was. Any poll in May for the general election, I think, has to be taken a little bit with a grain of salt, because we have a long way to go. But it does tell you that the Republican Party appears to be getting behind Donald Trump, and maybe the Supreme Court list helped.
Very quickly, our time's almost up. The Egypt Air story, I know it's dominating a lot of cable coverage right now. Any thoughts?
Well, I think it's going to... Everybody I talked to behind the scenes thought it was terrorism. So I think it's going to eventually get there, and the fact that they found the wreckage should speed up the process.
All right. Listen, very much, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks for joining
us. Have a good one.